This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. With the ridiculously warm weather recently, in fact, one of the warmest overall winters we've seen, I'm getting a little giddy about perennial plant possibilities, although slightly nervous as I see trees and shrubs budding out already. I live in Zone 4B, but with this warmth, I thought I'd take us through a little stroll around Zone 5 perennials. I love Coreopsis for their carefree blooming from early summer into fall. Just give them some sun and let them produce. The Big Bang series offers some great choices, such as Cosmic Eye. Gold centers are surrounded with a band of deep burgundy that reaches toward the sunny yellow tips. This plant reaches 12 to 15 inches and would be a great border plant. Full Moon is a medium-sized plant at 18 to 24 inches with large canary yellow flowers that can reach 3 inches across. Full Moon is heat-tolerant and would make a lovely complement to Cosmic Eye. Star Cluster is a stunner with creamy white flowers with a gold button center, but in cool weather, flowers have a deep purple eye and are faintly dusted on the edges with purple. You're set for summer bloom. Now what about fall? Nothing says fall like chrysanthemums. There are lots of varieties for cool climates, and now you have even more choices. A unique option is called matchsticks. The quilled petals are golden yellow with red tips, and they sparkle like matchsticks. The plants grow in neat, tightly branched clumps and need no staking. They're easy to grow and look great with other fall bloomers like asters and sedums. Great patio planter, too. Aglaia is Zone 4, but worth a mention for its double-filled center with frilly, snow-white petals. It grows to 28 inches tall with strong stems and has a mounding habit. Super showy. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.